Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
This is Jack Hoffman. For nearly 31 years, Tico Steakhouse has been a staple for fine dining in Jackson, Mississippi. I would like to invite you to come experience our family tradition of our hospitality, sizzling steaks, and healthy poured beverages. Call today or stop in and experience Tico's in the second generation.
With locations in Ridgeland on County Line Road and now on the Square in Oxford.
Welcome in, guys. Glad to see you on this Saturday night, not immediately after the game. We had a birthday party to go to this evening, so forgive me for not being live immediately after Ole Miss's close win, but, you know, probably good to decompress after that one. What a frustrating football game, but more importantly for Ole Miss, a win, and a win is what matters ultimately at the end of the day. But man, that game looked and felt a lot like the game a year ago. Ole Miss this time comes out with the win. We're here to talk about that tonight. Glad you guys are here on the Rebel Report. My name is Michael Borky. Really appreciate you being here. 30-23 the final score. I just blanked for a second. 30-23 the final, and we're recapping that together. For these, just keep the comments related to the Ole Miss game. I don't think we're going to go live tomorrow, to be honest with you. We are waking up early in the morning and going to New Orleans for the Saints game. So probably not going live tomorrow night. Just depends on when we get home. So don't count on it. But if you get the notification, great. And I want to remind you to subscribe and hit the notification bell so you know if we go live. Also, wherever you get your podcast, just search Rebel Report and subscribe and leave a rating and a review. And this edition is brought to you in part by Toyota of Brookhaven. Check them out online at toyotaofbrookhaven.com. They're off of exit 40. But more importantly, you can shop with them wherever you are in the state of Mississippi, because if you want a good car buying experience, you want to go to somebody that will take care of you and won't try to work one over on you like I did from a different dealership here in the state of Mississippi, because Toyota Brookhaven will actually do that for you. They'll also give you $1,000 off on me, any in-stock new Toyota. If you just tell them that I sent you $1,000 off on me, Toyota Brookhaven, check them out. In-house financing as well. Great new and used selection at Toyota Brookhaven. They will deliver. By the way, guys, follow me on Twitter at Michael Borky, B-O-R-K-E-Y. And again, glad you guys are here. A little box score house cleaning again. Ole Miss wins 30-23. Austin Simmons was, I mean, let's just be honest. He was awful early in the game and then got hurt late in the game. Good guy Michael Katz took video of him walking off the field without a limp. There's pictures of him in the locker room celebrating with his team. I don't think we're going to get much by way of injury information. I would not be surprised if Ole Miss plays some games with the injury report this week as well. I'm assuming you guys are going to have a comment about that series, and we'll get to the exact series coming up here in a little while that led to his injury. But two awful interceptions for Austin Simmons. Again, 13 of 24 for 235. But after the second interception, it felt like they started calling the game a little bit differently, getting the ball out of his hand quickly, and he settled into the game and played much better after that. Did not have the best day in front of him in protection, but again, I mean, he had two bad interceptions. One, the first one, a lot worse than the other. The other, he was under pressure, had a hand in his face, but settled down a little bit. That was his first road start. That's why we spent so much time talking about, hey, guys, he's uber talented, but remember his experience level. A game like this is exactly why we talked about that so much. That's why we didn't do the Heisman stuff. That's why we didn't do the he's going to be better than Jackson Dart right away. That's why we didn't do that here. We certainly don't bat 1,000 on the radio show or on this podcast, but Austin Simmons' performance today is not, I mean, it's not red flag raising yet. It was his first road start, and as the game went on, I thought he played better. It's just he's never experienced that level of not only competition as a true starter. I know he had one drive against Georgia, but that was the most difficult situation he's ever been in as a football player before. You shouldn't be surprised that he had a couple of early interceptions. In fact, we talked about it right here. One of the keys for the game that we thought was going to be how you overcome early adversity. Well, Ole Miss, you can check that box. They overcame it quite well, but it was going to happen, and it happened today. And the only way that this is a problem is if he does not work out of those kind of things by the end of the season. That's when it becomes an issue. Right now, a young quarterback throwing two picks in his first road start against what is a well-schemed and pretty talented defense, that should not surprise anybody. Anyway, Kiwon Lacy was outstanding for Ole Miss today. 5 yards per carry on his 28 carries, 138 yards, one touchdown, that long of 33. He was awesome. And I think the offensive line, especially in the second quarter and at periods of time in the second half, did a good job run blocking. Lane Kiffin, I heard his halftime interview on the radio, mentioned that they're gonna that they were gonna make some schematic adjustments in the run game. I'm not smart enough to know what those were, but apparently those things did happen. They ran the football better in the second half, got a little bit more push from the offensive line. But I'm gonna be honest with you guys, and I am apparently overly critical according to some people, but that to me, even with a better day today, that's still a position group of concern. Townsend being back helped some. I thought, again, amateur eyes here. I'm not a coach. I thought Diego Pounds was good again today. I think that especially running on the left side, they've found production there. I've liked from my amateur spot what I've seen from him so far, but the offensive line at absolute best is inconsistent, but at worst, they're susceptible to getting pushed around. Can they overcome that? Yes, I think they can scheme out of that. Lacy really neutralizes things. He's got a complete skill set. And I guess not everybody was sold on his ability last week, and I understand why. It was Georgia State, but he showed you he's got top-end speed, he's got balance, his vision is good. He's a complete running back, and what a great pickup that was for Ole Miss. And without him, they lose the game today. They absolutely lose without Kiwon Lacy. He is the MVP of this game for Ole Miss. Again, 138 on 28 carries. Austin Simmons added 44. Trinidad didn't throw a pass, but Spelling Simmons did okay. And by the way, Simmons did come back in. I don't know if you guys have turned the game off by then, but he did come back in to take the knee, for whatever that's worth. Deuce Alexander had 11 yards on two carries. Little bit less of that jet motion that I was expecting to see, especially when the offensive line at times was struggling to get push, but I think that he can be a weapon there. Logan Diggs only got a pair of carries, 6 yards. Damian Taylor had 4 carries, 10 yards. It's a good day running the football. I do think, again, Kiwon Lacy masked some of the issues. Ole Miss's first 4 carries went for 6 yards. Protection wasn't particularly great early. Wasn't like pathetic, right? It wasn't awful. It wasn't terrible. But I do think that group is still, after this game, the one that you should be the most concerned with on this team. On the other side, Zach Calzada was 15 of 30 for 149, was sacked twice. And Kentucky had 193 rushing yards on 4.6 per. But I did think the Ole Miss defense had a good day overall today. If you look at Kentucky's 23 points, 3 of them came in a prevent situation in which Lane Kiffin apologized to the bettors, which I thought was really funny after the game. But Kentucky's scoring drives. So Kentucky scores a touchdown. Drive started with 6:14 to go in the first quarter. Started on Ole Miss's 31-yard line. Kentucky's next possession started on Ole Miss's 32-yard line. And Ole Miss held them to a field goal. So Kentucky scored one touchdown that did not come off of an interception where they started in plus territory in Ole Miss territory. Just really good stuff from that defense. I mean, look at this field position here. So, again, Kentucky's third possession was on Ole Miss's 31. Their fourth possession was on the 32. They had good field position a handful of other times in this game as well, but the Ole Miss defense was asked. Here's another one in the fourth quarter a fourth quarter possession where they started on the 36 of their own 36, but still good field position. Another fourth quarter possession in which they started on their own 40. So that Ole Miss defense stepped up today. Only one touchdown that was not given up after a turnover. And Pete Golding's unit yet again, I mean, especially after that disastrous start, really played well. Are they perfect? No. I think that especially in the back end of their defense, like I said after the first game as well, can do a better job in run support. But the defensive line, I think, was good today. Kentucky didn't throw the ball too much, but Calzada, I thought, was under duress a good bit today. Let's see if I can get the defensive numbers here. Dottery led the team in tackles, but Xavier Harris was really good, had a big TFL. Well, I guess it was a sack, really. He beat the right tackle just kind of with one arm and showed his athleticism despite his size. Prince Will had a couple of TFLs and a sack. Will Eccles had a big TFL as well. Credit to the Ole Miss defense. It was as bad of a start as Ole Miss could have possibly had with those pair of interceptions. And yet they overcame it in part because of Lacy, in part because I think, especially in the second quarter, they helped Simmons out with play calling, short passes, get the ball out quick, alleviate some issues on the offensive line. Again, Lacy went off, but most importantly, the Ole Miss defense, they were put in disadvantageous, is that a word, disadvantageous? They were put in bad situations a couple of times. They were asked to do a lot today, forgive me, and they rose to the occasion. That game was won on defense, and that game was won on Kewon Lacy. So that's your box score. Again, a win is a win on the road. You never are disappointed with a road SEC win, ever. This team still has a lot to clean up, though. Offensive line is still an area of concern. Simmons cannot continue to do those growing pain things that he did earlier in this game. But again, you go on the road, you win a game, you're certainly not mad about it. This team has flaws. A lot of it is correctable. If they play clean football today, then they win comfortably. Also, a handful of inopportune penalties mixed in there as well. So a pretty sloppy game from Ole Miss, but it is a win. And a win on the road against a team that destroyed your season last year is certainly better than a loss on the road against a team that destroyed your season last year. It wasn't pretty, but it was a win, and you'll take it. Now we'll see about Simmons' health going into Arkansas. Arkansas is going to present a totally different challenge offensively. Taylen Green can scoot. I think that offense is going to give you fits, but I don't know if Arkansas will present the same challenge that Kentucky's defense did to Ole Miss today. We'll get to your comments after I tell you the podcast is brought to you in part by Advantage Business Systems. Check them out online at absms.com. Advantage Business Systems has you covered. If you're a Mississippi business and you need office technology anywhere in the office, if it's tech in the office and you need it, absms.com. They'll give you a complimentary office technology assessment on me if you just tell them that I sent you. Also, Priority One Bank, they make you their priority. It's a one-stop shop. Their online banking platform is, anyway. All you need is an internet connection. You do whatever you need to do with your money because Priority One Bank makes you their priority. All right. James says, hotty toddy in the chat, all caps. Really want to see if Chambliss can throw it. Dude is a weapon. He can throw. He can't throw the football pretty effectively. So, obviously, without Austin Simmons, it changes the conversation going into Arkansas. But he certainly looked athletic. I mean, my gosh, I forget one of those runs, but things were bottled up inside, and he just beat Kentucky to the corner and ran for a first down. He can really scoot. So they can get Simmons to settle down. They're going to be good. Absolutely. And it's going to take time. He's got a lot of things to learn. Lane Kiffin, especially right before halftime, seemed really fired up about the way Austin Simmons responded. And then again in the third quarter, right? That was the Let's go to scoring plays if I can. Ole Miss's drive chart. Okay. Yeah, it was a third quarter touchdown. 8-play, 75-yard drive. Did it with his legs in that one, despite his ankle being a little bit banged up in this game anyway, early on, and then it happened again badly. But that was a big drive as well. They seemed pleased with how he responded, and that's the biggest thing. It's not that he makes mistakes. Is what happens after? And again, he was not perfect. He's got a lot of cleaning up to do. But he certainly settled down a lot more after the second interception, and he could have let those two mistakes compound in three and four and, I mean, really cause him to just be awful all day, and he was not awful all day, and that is an important thing. The W feels great, but it was a rough game to watch. Lacey's the clear number one, but Diggs should not be in the not be the fourth back on the depth chart. Lane is misusing the running back room again. I'll be honest with you, I just kind of disagree there. Only because Lacey has just been awesome. Any carry that Lacey doesn't get, I guess should go to Diggs. I'm not going to, you know, argue with you too much there. But, I mean, Damian Taylor only got four carries. So it's not like Taylor was given an egregious amount of snaps in this game. Kiwon Lacey's just the primary back, and he's really good at it. Without him, they lose today. Need to get Caden Lee more involved. Yes, they do. Clear that Simmons is prone to INTs at this point. He's human. He's got a lot to learn for sure. Yes, he does. It's seeming to be solely on one offensive lineman who can't block without holding. There was, there was some issues. It wasn't exclusively bad, though. They did some nice things. It's just we're talking about Kentucky. And like I told you guys before, people want to react to games in the context of what the program was in 2005 and not 2025. Yes, like I'm not going to sit here and tell you you should be disappointed with this one. You should be happy. I hope you guys had a bourbon after or a beer and enjoyed yourself, because road wins in the SEC are difficult to come by. So it's a good result. But when we're talking about this team, I mean, it's not my job to celebrate. That's not what my job is. There are other outlets that you can go to if you want. I say outlets, other places that you can go for reaction that will celebrate with you. But if this is a team that's going to make the playoff, they've got to play better in a lot of areas. They've got to improve, and they can. They certainly can. They're still trying to figure out rotations in the secondary, still some new pieces back there, a lot of young guys on the defensive line. You've got Yates and Chambers trying to adapt to this level of football. So a lot of growth can happen on this team. Austin Simmons obviously has a lot of growing to do. So I don't look at it in the context of, did they beat Kentucky? It's, does this team look like one that can go into Athens and win? Does this team look like one that can go into Norman and win? And Oklahoma had a 14-0 lead over Michigan last I looked at it. Is this a team, is this a team that can beat Florida? But South Florida is a team that can beat Florida. So the way you look at that game is totally different right now. But that's the context of which I'm talking about this. It's not about did they beat Kentucky. It's that, are they a team right now that can beat LSU? Can make the playoff? Lacey having that many carries isn't sustainable. He took some hard hits today. He needed every single one of those carries, though. I would like to see in games that they're in more control of, though, him not taking that many hits. Any update on QB1? Nothing really. I mean, he was in the locker room. He jogged off the field. He did take the final knee. So how do we feel about the O-line's performance as a whole? C-. Did some nice things in the second half, but that one series, that was an atrocity here. Let me try to find it. Drive chart. I think it was 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Yeah, six. No. Ole Miss drive chart, not Kentucky. Goodness, where is this? This can't. I'm so sorry, guys. I'm looking at the drive chart. Okay, it says here we go. Ole Miss took over on their 31 yard line. No, excuse me, on their own 20 yard line with 7:50 to go in the game. I'm trying to find the play by play. Here we go. Sorry. This is a pain in the butt. Fourth quarter. Sorry. I'm really struggling with this box score. Three plays, 5 yards, minute 38. Kewon Lacy rush up the middle for 1 yard. Kewon Lacy rush up the middle for 2 yards. And then just so two inside handoffs. And then they tried that Simmons thing to the left side, and he gets rolled up on and he gets hurt. At that point in the game, 7:50 to go in the game, you only have a touchdown lead. Your offensive line was doing a little bit better, but still, that just it felt like it was way too conservative in that spot. And that series, even though people hated the play calling, and I did too, and unless they just simply did not trust Simmons in that spot, which I don't think you should coach scared of your quarterback, even though early in the game he did throw a couple of interceptions, but he had been better since then. But you clearly don't have the offensive line to consistently just line up, run the ball up the middle three times and get first downs at that point in the game. That they dropped their creativity and went to conservatism way too early. And that was just an odd sequence. But yeah, I mean, it wasn't all bad, but you can't do crap like that again and beat LSU. You can't do stuff like that and beat LSU. And that's what got Simmons hurt. Lost my Ole Miss -9 bet because Stoops wanted to lose at home, but glad to win a road game. Yeah. Feel like Kentucky was holding a lot, only a few called. You can't identify holding on every play, but they did get away with some. Kai played well today in the secondary. He did. Just need growth and development from Simmons. Absolutely. It takes time, and it's just going to continue to take time, but they weathered the storm. Figured things out, survived a lot of early, intense, early adversity, and won a football game. What has to be done to be a playoff team? You're correct in the big picture. Can this team beat the Georgias and LSUs? The standard has changed. Expectations are different than the past. What can be done to be a playoff team? Austin Simmons has got to start protecting the football better. That's the most important thing. You can scheme around offensive line issues, and I do think that, I mean, there was a chance that they grew a little bit today, and you can scheme around that. You can get Caden Lee more involved in the offense. You can get Stribling more involved in the offense. Luke Haz is coming back soon. So there's a lot to like there. I think they're going to continue to grow defensively. But the biggest thing is, can they run the football effectively with more consistency than they did today? And can Austin Simmons do a better job at protecting the football? What you have to love about this, though, is that he did face adversity and he overcame it. So what will he do next time they're on the road? How will he approach that? How will that feel for him? How will he handle it? He's mentally equipped for this. It's just whether or not he can use this and turn it into growth. So I think he's capable. I definitely think he's capable. You should not write any chapter of the book on him right now, in my opinion. It was his first road start. I'm going to keep saying that. It was his first road start. This kind of day is not surprising at all. And like you say right here, the next comment, Simmons does need credit for his ability to overcome. If he can learn quickly, if the rest of the team can mesh better over time as well, can definitely make a run. Without a doubt. Without a doubt. So I liked a lot of the play calling today in the pass game. Still can't quite figure out what they're trying to make their offensive identity. But you got to give credit to Kentucky as well. That is not the worst defense that Ole Miss is going to see in SEC play. I think Arkansas is going to be worse than the one that they just played. So the difference is, in early Arkansas thoughts, I think Talon Green is going to be a problem. Ole Miss is going to have to score in this game, I think. Arkansas is going to be schemed well, and Talon Green is athletic And I think Ole Miss's secondary, despite playing well in the pass game today, by and large, gave up one long reception, but that does happen in football games. They're going to have to be better tackling in space than they were the first couple of weeks because Talen Green can beat them there. This is going to be, I think, a high-scoring game. Arkansas is going to present issues, but the problem is, to me, Arkansas is not going to be able to stop this offense, in my opinion. So, high-scoring game. It being in Oxford at night really helps. So, we'll see. I'm going to go, guys. I'm going to try to hit the sack early because we got a long day. Little Man and I are going to the Saints game tomorrow. 5:30 wake-up call is going to be tough on him, but he will get over it because he's going to have a great day, and so will I. Appreciate you guys being here. Have the notifications on. It just depends on when we can get home, whether or not we'll go live tomorrow night. It just depends. We'll see. In the meantime, you guys enjoy the win. Enjoy the rest of your night, and I'll talk to you guys hopefully tomorrow, but if not, definitely on Tuesday. See you then.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.